Blog Talk Radio.
Though we may not drive a great big Cadillac, got the white wall, TV ain't a in the back.
Meet and greet, she had me playing with the gushy, so we floating down the one way. She wanna ride the road.
know what she a freak. And she don't need no sheets. She like the motor running, tars burning late night streets. The rumble from the pipes and the beats hitting nice. She like to slide down the block like she skating on ice. Loving my soldier, she just love to ride with me. She would hide that pack or she'll bust it down with me. I mean, we can handle our business or she'll bust around with me.
In the morning, sun shining, got the window down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you riding beside me. Everything good, everything good, everything good.
Instead of thinking about it, won't you ride with me? To the country in the 85, baby, shine with me. I can pull up in your city if you gon' come and dirt with me. It's whatever with me. So she loving this ride. Has me moving them curves, body swerving the curve. While I'm talking in your ear, baby, that's to cool your nerves. We vibing with the windows down, it feels so right. Now this morning, sun shining, and everything good. You calling me Poppy, now I'm calling you Mommy. You riding beside me, I'm like, what's up with Toppy? Make it feel like heaven opened up for the mist. She surprised the G and introduced me to her sister.
In the morning, sun shining, got the window down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you riding beside me. Everything good, everything good, everything good.
Baby, we the greatest. Never look back in the back at all. It's just real life and try to do right. Enjoy the rest of my life.
In the morning, sun shining. Got the window down, we just vibing. Everything good, everything good, everything good. Come here, my little hottie, I love when you riding beside me. Everything good.
Yo, what's facilitating? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King 1033 South C. That's me, you dig. This is Family Nation Forever Radio, Jerking 101, Volume 51, man. Volume 51. And today we have the Great Picking live interview session, man, from Ghana. So we just waiting on him to get on the line, man. If for any reason we have any troubles with him connecting up, don't worry, man. We will reschedule him. We rebook him. And you never know, man. We might even take it over to Project Jerk, man, on the video if something goes on. So we're going to give him a chance to get in. He is calling in from Ghana, man, so you got to bear with us. And like I said, if for any reason he's not able to come on this show, we will rebook him. And I had the idea, man, I think it would be cool to rebook him on Project Jerk, man, with Petty Murphy. Big shout out to Petty Murphy on the line with us now. I think it'll be good if this, even if we do get this interview session in, and still booking with Project Jerk, man, with Petty Murphy, or on the Petty Murphy Project as well, man. So big shout out to everybody out there, man. It's been really rocking. It's been really supportive, man. It's been really pushing. It's been really hitting likes and shares, you dig, and tuning in. We appreciate y'all, man. That's the thing, man. Everybody was tripping on support, man, and everybody was saying that, but folks don't really be supporting you, dig? Especially when you have platforms and stuff where you can see the numbers and you can see certain things. A lot of folks just cap, man. A lot of folks just cap. A lot of folks just talk. They don't really do that support, man. They say that to save face for social media. They not really supporting you, man. They not really doing that. And in today's time, for me, just on social media, I don't own social media, right? So I don't own Facebook, I don't own Instagram, I don't own none of that. So you really want to support us, then support the things that we do. You know what I mean? But you know, the folks don't have to. But we are very, very highly thankful for all the people that do support the show, man, that do tune in and do be listening, and those that are connected with us that are actually working to grow those connections. We appreciate y'all, man. Because of y'all and our hard work, we're able to keep rising higher and higher. Big shouts out to people like Dice from GT Digital and Deeper Entertainment, man. Awesome guy, very official, plugged up, real as can be, stands on what he say, has done everything he has said. You dig, and the love, the mutual respect has always been there, so big shouts out to them, man. And that's what it's about. As you grow in this game, man, you'll get to understanding people that's full of shit and people that really ain't about it and people that are. You know what I mean? You'll understand that people that'll give you that mutual respect for who you are, you're giving them that mutual respect for who they are, and y'all can create that working and y'all can create that jerking, however it may go, however it gonna be. And this game comes with a lot of hate, man. Comes with a lot of hate, comes with a lot of adversity. That's one of the reasons we started the awards, to award people that's standing up and standing out against adversity. That doesn't mean rocking with the crowd, going the same way the crowd goes, moving just like everybody else moves, doing exactly what everybody else is doing, staying quiet when you should be standing up, using your voice and your position to speak on certain matters, certain issues in real life that really matter to people out here, that people are going through. I see a lot of people claiming, but and when it comes to social media, they get scared. I know a lot of gangster cats, man, killers, dealers, drug dealers, shooters, poppers, all this type shit, and social media is what they're afraid of. They are terrified of social media because they haven't figured out and learned how to be themselves on social media and feel okay with it, right? They still at that point to where they feel like if they be themselves on social media, then they're going to lose friends, and nobody's going to be cool with them, and people going to get mad at them. So they really not real, you dig? I don't know what it is about street cats being afraid of social media, and they talk about snitches. Man, social media didn't start snitching. Y'all started snitching. All your gangs, your thugs, your groups, all that out there on the streets, y'all the ones started the snitching, man. If you just really want to be real about it, y'all caused the cause and effect. So social media didn't have anything to do with snitching. It's the people and the people that created that type of lifestyle. But then again, you know, it depends on where you're falling in snitching. But all that good stuff, I see a lot of cats, man, be talking big and bad and talking hard, all moving silence, I don't do the internet this, and they careers are stuck or non-existent. Like that's the reality of it. You know what I mean? Social media has came and passed them, has elevated past them, so they can't survive in this time frame. They can't survive in this digital era because, like they said, they move in silence and they don't do the internet. They don't do the internet and they don't do private. I'm just here to tell you, man. But we know a lot of people out there, man, that do, that utilizes their voice, utilizes their position, and it ain't always about, you know, like speaking up loudly. Standing up can happen from a person that don't never really speak that many words. It's the action that it brings forth, man. And that's what needs to change. You know, it can or it can't. Hey, we all grown, so if it don't change, hey, oh well. But if it do change, it'll be for the better. If not, you're going to stuck getting the same thing over and over. One thing that I've watched, man, I'm going to bring Petty on too. One thing that I've been watching is, y'all and us, we've been giving all this support to a lot of people, a recognition and all this stuff to a lot of people, man, that are not elevating. And they are not learning. This is an issue, man. This is a big issue and it's a big problem because what that's showing is, it's a lot of men in our culture that does not have a yearning or a hunger for information or for knowledge that can be helpful when they utilize it or when they obtain it. You know what I mean? What that showed is that we have a lot of these artists that don't really give a shit about nothing that goes on around them. So if they do become major superstars, why do we think they're going to be any different? We think they're going to have some change of heart, or we think they're going to put the hood on, or they're going to reach back and take care of the people that showed them love. Look at everybody that's famous, right? Look at everybody's famous. And then there's stories. You got stories out there of people who didn't put people close on to them. But you tell me, man, what person that then blew up like that has brought the promoter on with him, the DJ on with him, his partners on with him, and then turned around and made a direct line to his city to them if you're not in one of the major cities. It's very few that do that. It's people who do it, but it's very few that do that, and oftentimes they don't ever get no flowers, and it goes unnoticed, but it never goes unrecognized, right? So it's a lot of people now, man, that's caught up in this for show shit, this trendy shit, this flashy shit, this clout shit. And like I said, this clout shit is some new age kid shit. You know what I mean? None of us, my age or older, none of us was ever really using clout or saying clout or nothing, because that shit didn't make sense to us anyway then. You know, this is something we wasn't doing. But this new age brought that terminology back up and started using it like that. Well, the same people that brought that terminology up, that's what they used it for. They used it to gain clout, right? And that dominoed effect to everybody else. So now you have a lot of people that's capping and you know, talking good and all of this, but they're not putting in the work. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying just going in the studio, because that's not all part of the business. It is music. And it's not knocking artists and nothing like that. We having a nice discussion, man, and hopefully we can motivate some people and open some people's eyes and ears up out there, man. It's okay to be an artist, but it's not okay to not elevate as an artist, especially if you're not doing this as a hobby. Now, if you're a hobbyist, hey, this ain't for you. I'm getting ready to say this ain't for you. You're a hobbyist. Keep being a hobbyist. But if you're really trying to do this, man, and your people are sacrificing for you and your people are supporting you, man, you got to show them something different. You got to show them that you ain't only just able just to go in the studio and record. You got to show them that you will take your ass some time out and learn. You will take your ass and apply pressure to the game like you need to elevate. I had telling artists just the other day, man, one of my songs got picked up to be on a movie. And if you've been following me, man, you know I've always made music, but I haven't pushed my music legally until, what, a couple months ago, right? So these are things that happen boom, bam, bing, just like that, because I know the game now. I know a more effective way to get ahead in the game, right? But then I sit and watch these artists, man, talk to other artists and ask other artists for information. And it's like, dog, why are y'all asking other people who don't know and who ain't accomplished? But they will go to other artists. But at the same time, why are you going to other artists? Why are you not going to a distribution opportunity? Are you still worried about streaming services and all this? And most artists don't even know about non-interactive streaming royalties. You don't even know about, a lot of them don't even know about non-interactive streaming royalties. So you're going and you're getting information from people who don't even have information. They're telling you what worked for them at that moment, and it might work for you, and then again, it might not. But then what they're telling you is, yeah, go put your stuff on this streaming site. But they're not telling you the stuff that they don't know, because they don't know, and then there's some of the things that can actually get you paid. Now, I just said something about non-interactive streaming royalties. I've heard none of these people that be on social media, none of some of these other people that be talking and stuff, we don't see them talking about these things. Now, everybody say, man, we don't do stuff in public. Well, I'm finding out y'all don't do it in private either. See, on social media, you can front and fake, right? But in real life, the things that people are saying, the reason why they don't show stuff on social media, they're not even doing it in private. It's a lie. It's a lot of people that lie. And when you submit yourself to that energy, when you submit yourself to those people, then that energy attaches itself to you. A lot of people are not working. A lot of people do not care about those around them. A lot of people do not care about the community that they live in or the community around them. It's just talk, 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 no actions. They don't stand up. We have less men now who stand up for things that are actually be better for them standing. You know, if they stand up, it'll be better for their community and better for the things around them. We have less men who do that now. I know, and I'm just speaking for my city, and I watch, you know, I know people all over the world, man, and it seems like a lot of the gangster cats, a lot of these hardcore rappers and stuff, they don't stand up for the community. They don't stand up for their neighbors. They don't even stand up for the little kids that's getting mistreated two blocks away from them. So it's like we have to start paying attention at who are we showcasing to the world? Who are we making it easier for them to relay that message to the people if they not really about it. You know what I mean? And I understand pain and I understand opportunity. But at some point in time, certain questions during interviews, you're going to start hearing certain questions from me in interviews to artists because I want to know, what is this? What are you doing this for? Is you just doing this for, you know, just yourself and you coming up and you being able to take care of your family and that's it? Okay, cool. And that's how you should get respected. But if you're one of these people that's out here that's not only trying to do it for you, yourself, your family, and your people, but anybody and everybody that you can assist or you might possibly be able to help out, then, yeah, I can rock with that, man. It's a lot of artists, man, that's lazy. It's a lot of people that's lazy. It's a lot of people that don't push. Like right now, Petty Murphy from the Petty Murphy Project and the Project Jerk, man, Petty's I Want to Be, the tour, the film, everything's going crazy. He on the line, and I'm getting ready to bring him on, man, because with me and Petty on any project together, man, we too much pressure for y'all. But you know what I mean? So I appreciate all the feedback I have been getting when me and Petty do things together. A lot of people like seeing that because they've been following us for a long time. Me and Femo been connected, man, since doing shows in Wichita, and now we on radio, now we doing podcasts, we both worldwide, we both international, doing a thing, and we still rock with each other, and we still get that work in. That right there to me is unity, man. But, you know, it is what it is. Everybody say what they say. But it's a lot of lazy people out here, right? It's a lot of lazy people. And for artists to think that, oh, yeah, man, you know, I could go in the studio, I could record this song, and that's it, then I'm going to upload my shit, and I'm going to ask people to give me 100 likes so I can drop it on Facebook. They actually think that's how they supposed to get awareness. They think that's actually steps to the game. They don't even know about quarterly. They don't even know when these major labels are even scouting for music or scouting for artists. They don't even know the time frames when you should be submitting your music to them and when you shouldn't because they're not looking for it. They never learned this. So in a quarter where they're not looking for music, and they're not looking to sign nobody, you're running to other artists who are telling you things to do things that the industry is not even looking for at the time. That's what hurts a lot of people. You're supposed to be able to look at your peers and learn, but the thing about it is don't do the exact same shit that they're doing is not working for them. You can't look at the person who looks good, who dresses good, looks the part and all of that, talks the part and all that, but really ain't that. You have to go to people who actually know some information or can put you on a path to talk to somebody that knows the information. It's all about how serious you take your life and your career, man. You can spend a long time bullshitting and playing with people. You can spend a long time. I know a DJ, man, that's 40-plus years old, and right now today is still main focus is about putting local artists on and trying to help local artists get paid and trying to help local artists get shine. Well, I've sat, man, for years, over a decade, I've sat and watched this, right? And that DJ is still in the same position. Very good DJ. Very good at what he does. But a lot of the elevation that he might have, should have took for himself because he was in the leadership position and he could have opened doors to keep leading, he gave it to a lot of local artists who right now, today, even in the city that I'm in, are not even active. See, we got artists now that's gangsters, right? They gangsters. And we ain't talking about, when I say that, referring to them, it's always with a street mentality or gang mentality or thug mentality, right? Like overcoming obstacles and pushing forward and opening doors, that's not gangster to them. That's actually nerd type shit to them. You know, they look at people like that like it's nerds, when actually those are the people that's the real gangsters. The real gangsters is the ones that will say what they feel like they need to say, that will stand up and talk and say how they feel, no matter what it is and no matter who's around and no matter who like it or whatever. Though, that is gangster. See, that shit they taught us on the streets of killing and teaching each other how to go get a bigger bag illegally and only being able to show our strength when it comes to one of our own, that shit ain't gangster, man. That shit ain't gangster. That shit came from uneducated people, man. That shit came from people who was mad at the world and mad at everything because of the short stick that they got in life. That shit was because of some game rules and game mentality against their own people, right? Nah, that's what that was. That ain't gangster, dog. Was gangster, man, and now we in 2023, so this is even more real. What's gangster is the people that's out here knocking and kicking doors open for others to walk through. That's gangster. That's gangster. It ain't gangster to be a gangster rapper and you the only one getting shine, but you ain't opening, creating no doors for nobody else to get shine. That ain't gangster. That's just you. I ain't gonna call you lame. That's just you. But that ain't gangster. That's that fake gangster. Fake gangster is what they teach you in the streets, because that's a level of destruction, right? Fake gangster teach you that if you pull a gun and you shoot somebody and you hurt that person, oh, now you gangster. But they don't tell you that if you walking down the street and somebody is choking and losing their life and you go help them medically and save their life, that's gangster, right? So one of them teaches you to take life and hurt life and disrespect the life by taking it. And the other gangster shows you how to give back to that life, how to be there to help that life, how to have a heart to want to see that life be better. Everybody say, man, I mind my own business. I mind my own business. And then they wonder why the world's fucked up. They wonder why the community's fucked up. Because when you got a group of people and everybody's saying, hey, I mind my own business, I don't worry about nobody else. So how then can you turn around and believe these people when they say anything about unity or the black community? No, you clearly just said half of your life, you not in nobody else's business. You worried about yourself. You worried about yourself. You're in your own business. So you're not caring about the kids that's getting kidnapped. You're not caring about the women that's getting beat up by men for shit that they could just walk away. You're not caring about people that's getting shot out here on the streets for stupid shit and nothing and shit that could be handled with fist or whatever. You're not worried about that. But then you front when somebody more powerful within themselves stands up and speaks out like you should have. Then you get upset. Then you want to say all this and it. No. No. Here in my city, man, one of the little homies got killed, man, not too long ago, dog. And I was around this little kid, man. I was around this guy, man, for a long time, man, several different situations at the shop, on the block, man. He used to come by on the block and come talk to me and bro, Big Dave. You know, I know this kid, man. He hang with one of my bro's nephews. They was close partners. And I look at all these cats around here that when he died, what they was saying and how they was feeling. And do you know, man, since that time till now, not one of them has even held a Stop the Violence fucking rally. Not one of them men has even held a conference in the hood, in the community, outside, on the blocks, on the street, to talk to these other youngsters, man, that they know is living the same life, but they were so hurt when the little homie got killed. But none of them is out here talking. They making music, and they steady making music. They're steady talking about it. But they not going out here and getting the little kids together and getting the little homies together and talking to them and telling them how that life is going to lead them down either to the penitentiary or getting their head blew off. But then one of the little homies got killed. It was, oh, man, why'd he had to go this and this? And I understand that pain and I understand that sorrow. But what are you doing so don't nobody else have to feel it? Or what are you doing to try to prevent the next one from doing that? You talking about just talking to the few little homies you know? That was y'all little homie. But what are you doing with your position to bring awareness to that so that shit don't look cool no more? Because all I see, y'all still shake each other up with the gang signs and, hey, I'm going to respect it. That's what you do. But then you also got to take blame for the consequences. You got to also say, you know what, I played a part in that lifestyle too. You got to also say, you know what, I'm supposed to be this, I'm supposed to be that. The mayor stood with me, I've been awarded for this, people on my nuts, all the girls love me over here, all this, I can get all of this. But you not even taking none of that to use to a population less than 40,000 to stand up against these things? How can someone like myself and others take you seriously? No, we look at you like a pawn on a chessboard. Why? Because that's all you're good for. That you're just good for a move that a pawn makes. You have no specialty. You have no uniqueness. All you have is the power to keep that destructive cycle going. And that's it. And that's it. I put this out there and I said, you know, it's crazy. All these guys that I be around, I'm talking about like around in my, you know, in the city when I'm out moving around and stuff. I talk about the radio show almost every day, right? I talk about what I do almost every day because I keep that energy around me and it pays off, right? It consumed me. I became my brand. The brand became me. And that's just what it is. We go one in one hand together. So when it comes to the Dynamic Women series, and Patty, I'm going to bring you on. When it comes to the Dynamic Women series, you know, that series was started to bring back some honor and respect, awareness, recognition, and to give these women their flowers because we seen a lot of cats wasn't. We seen a lot of rappers wasn't collabing with female artists. We see a lot of rappers worried about themselves getting shine, but they wasn't worried about no female artists getting put on. I mean, look at your roster sometimes, you know what I mean? So we started this to say, ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, it is what it is. So we was like, you know what, we can do something. You know what I mean? We ain't got to just stand back and not do something. We can do something. And we did, and we started that. So, you know, I've put it out there to several men, and this is just for the men in my city. Put it out to several men who I know, who I'm close to, who, you know, we rock or whatever case may be, man, mutual respect or whatever. Not one of these men are willing to produce one woman's name to be honored. And most of the reason is because of the person that's doing the honoring. But in the same breath, they're not even creating anything to replace it. They're not even creating anything of equal value to honor these women out here. So see, this is what I said. Y'all put these rappers, and I can name off almost every industry rapper right now. Which one of them is actively those gangster rappers, Boosie, Moneybags, all these fuckers, right? How many of them are actively, publicly, fuck all that behind the back door shit. That's weak shit. I don't do weak shit. I do strong shit. I was ready to be strong, and I'm going to be strong to the day I die. So I don't know how to be weak, right? I be weak when it's time for me to be with a woman, be around my lady. That's when I'm weaker. Other than that, I'm strong as shit, and I don't play when it comes to this game. But it doesn't make any sense to me. A lot of things don't make sense, man. I'm going to bring Petty Murphy on because that behind-the-back-door shit, it only works if people don't know the truth. People think that you're doing stuff behind closed doors because you say, y'all say, oh, man, we do the same thing, man. We just do it behind doors. We don't have to post it and we don't have to talk about it. But then when I look at things around you and I look at the people around you and I look at you, that shit don't add up. That shit don't add up. I had a guy tell me, yeah, man, I was feeding kids at the park, man, and I didn't post no pictures. And he actually sat there and said that like he was doing, like he was saying something that was official. And he's a black guy older than me. And I didn't disrespect him, but I wanted to tell him how lame that sounded to me, how selfish that sounded to me. Because see, his kids, even in California, his kids in Kansas, his kids in Texas, Arkansas, Nebraska, Iowa, you can name everywhere, man, his kids at. And you mean to tell me you would keep even putting out even a video, even a picture that might inspire somebody around them kids to do the same thing for them? See, that's fuck shit. And we done let a lot of fuck people and a lot of weak men start trends that in themselves are weak. That's why none of the trends really stick for lifetimes, because they are weak. It's just a trend. It's no strength in them. It's just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, type of feeling. But I actually have a lot of guys be saying this, and I've been sitting back like, damn, all this behind-the-back secrecy stuff, all this afraid to show people you can help your own people, right? Because, damn, everybody thinking it's about clout. It doesn't matter. It's what's in your heart. When you die, when I die, when everybody dies, you're going to be judged on what's in the contents of your heart, right? What's in your heart. So come on with the shit, man. It's a lot of people that cap. And these are the people that y'all look to. A lot of people, I ain't gonna say y'all, because y'all jerkaholics, y'all come right here. It's a lot of people that they look to that are weak, and they're not strong. They're not strong in themselves. They're not strong in their beliefs. And they're not even strong in what they want to do, right? This is a big issue. And this is the reason why a lot of people don't elevate, don't push forward, don't learn a better way, and don't have the knowledge. Never build that want to in them. A lot of people talk good, man. That's one thing I wanted to put out there. I've just been noticing a lot of people talk. That's all they do. But they don't have a radio show. They don't even have a podcast. They're not even really gaining with the music that they creating. Right? You're not seeing them doing collaborations with artists from all different places and producers from all over. No, you seeing them do the same thing they was doing 3 years ago. The same thing they was doing 4 and 5 years ago. Some the same thing you were seeing them doing 10 plus years ago. That, to me, has brought more light to me in the game. I feel like that is one of the biggest hindrance and the biggest eyesores on the culture on a local level. It's for these people who get in the game and they spend decades using this game, this culture's name, using this culture's fame, this culture's awareness, all of this they use this culture for, but they never build the culture. You can't build a culture without uniqueness, right? If you don't bring in uniqueness to the culture, what are you doing? You're a follower. Leaders shape the culture. Leaders build the culture for followers to follow. And that ain't got to be a bad way. But the leaders leave that, they create it like that, so the followers can keep what they created going. And that's why you have a million solo artists in the same city, and everybody's the biggest rap star in the world. That's why you have that. That's why you have cocky rappers who feel like because they own a local area. And that's what I want to say, man. And I've been waiting to say this to the next. I'm going to bring Petty on, man, because I want to get his views on this. Felmo, you on there with me, man? First of all, welcome back to the show, Felmo. Appreciate you for coming on.
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm on here, Felmo.
And it's just, I was wanting to know, man, and anybody that's listening, man, if y'all connected with me on social media, you can make sure you can hop in my inbox, whatever it is, call into the show if you want to, 319-527-6057. But I be seeing a lot of artists talk a lot of this noise, but then when you go look at their work, like, okay, let's take this, Femo, the Bud Crawford and Errol Spencer fight. Now, I seen a lot of artists that was talking about Spence getting beat up, and, man, Crawford put hands on Spence, and they wasn't lying. Spence got his ass kicked.
They weren't lying.
But in the same breath, that's what been happening to them in their career this whole time. In fact, right now, a lot of those people's careers is steady getting their ass kicked like Bud did Spence. So what be crazy to me is you can knock a person who was a champion because Spence was an undisputed champion, right? He made it there. He had the belt. He made it there. He was recognized by his peers. He was honored by people. He was respected in his lane. He got elevation in his lane. How can a local rapper knock Spence for getting beat up but not knock themselves for not having no elevation in the past decade? That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's the mindset of a local rapper. A local failing rapper actually thinks they're shit. They are better at what they do because they make music than a multimillionaire who fought in the ring to prove himself battle after battle and then finally lost, but at least did what it took to get there. A lot of these artists don't even do what it takes to get to another state.
That?
I haven't even seen a lot of these artists at Southwest by Southwest. I haven't seen a lot of these artists in Atlanta. They ain't been to Chicago performing. They ain't been to New York. They ain't been to California. They ain't been to some of these hot markets. And they don't have real strong connections that's working with them from these hot markets. So That would mean they haven't put in the dedication, the sacrifice to become a champion in their own lane. What you think about that, Famo? Because, you know, like we said, they went lying. You Spence got his ass whooped. I'm a Spence fan, and I'm the first to say that. He got his ass beat, man.
Bobby Hearn Martin ass whooped.
Yeah, man. It was bad. It was very, very bad.
Yeah, he did. But here's the thing that goes to that as well. Spence was talking shit.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you talk shit. No, you're going to get your ass. You're going to get beat up. And Crawford was quiet. He was quiet and went in there. Whoopee. And the words of Cat Williams, shouldn't they talk his shit? And that's what most of these local audience.
There you go.
Do. Y'all be talking shit. Because I can put out a perfect opportunity, and here's a prime example. I'm not even done with my movie yet. And the movie was supposed to be done last week. We're not done. Here's a prime example. A lot of y'all artists see the opportunity, but you don't respect it. You think that you're better than everybody, and you're not.
True.
You know why? Because you're still in the same position that you were in yesterday, the day before, the day that you hit me up about the opportunity or you hit the mister about the opportunity. You're still in the same position.
Come on.
Why? It's because you're fucking shit. You're not trying to elevate.
Come on.
And that's the shit that pisses me off about that, is that you talk shit about a fight about two world-class athletes in their prime, world champions, both black men. Y'all can sit there and talk about Lizzo and call her R. Belly in, a situation.
Right.
But you can't fucking use it. You can't seem to submit your music to platforms that can help you in the long run. You're not making the connections that you need to. You think you got the connection, but you really don't. And when you look at people like myself in the midst, you look down at us because we tell the truth. Why?
Come on.
Why would you look down on two black men that basically started where you're at, but elevated along the way? And elevated and cut so much that the people are recognizing. And it's just not the people in our city or the city that we started this shit in. People around the world notice what we do. We go out there and we do our thing. We promote ourselves the right way. Y'all be promoting yourselves for the clout. And I keep telling motherfuckers talking about all petty cap and petty doing it for the clout. No. You can Google me. Google the Petty Murphy Project to see how many platforms is on. You can Google it. Y'all be paying $15 a month just to get Google, get Facebook verified. But Facebook is just a social media platform. Try search engine. Try Bing.com, MSN.com. Try Google. Try those big search engine platforms. Type in Famo Nation Forever Radio. Type in the Petty Murphy Project. Look how many platforms we are on and get, and look who we're being listened to on all these platforms. Look at the numbers that we put out worldwide of people listening. And it doesn't matter if it's 59% here in the United States or 1% in Guyana. Numbers don't lie.
Come on.
But y'all
don't lie.
Don't lie. And the reason why you lie is because you can't practice what you preach. And the thing is that the game has changed. It has changed for motherfuckers to basically be fake instead of speaking up on real shit. I've been quiet about my brother's death. I said what I had to say. But trying to get answers so we can fight for the youth. I got people like Big C and Hutchinson and Pachuca fighting for Latino rights and everything else too. We got people out here that we are connected with trying to make a difference in this world and trying to change the culture. It's because the culture today, thanks to social media, is ass backwards. It's repetitive.
Come on with it, man. Come on.
It's remedial.
You speak the facts.
It's remedial to the fact that most of y'all that got talent will not get there if you don't surround yourself with people who are going to tell you, hey, you fucking up. Sit down, shut up, and listen. And when you
but
listen,
see, and that's
90%
the thing too, Femo, because you're right. I agree with you.
90% of this business, they say 90% business, 10% talent. A part of that 90% of the don't listen, you won't get anywhere. A lot of y'all wanted to get y'all talent out there. Cool. Do it for TikTok. TikTok is for dummies. I'm going to be honest. I use TikTok to promote what I'm doing. I promote my show on TikTok. I promote artists on TikTok. I took Danielle Diaz's performance in St. Joe, and that was 3 weeks ago. And I posted the videos on TikTok. I posted the videos on YouTube. Do you know that she has gotten the most views combined on videos of performance of her song Body Conversation, than she has with everybody else that has tried to help her with her music? I did that.
I believe it.
Why is
I
that?
I believe it.
I understand the algorithm. Two, I know how to promote it. Three, I know the market for her. Nick Gibbs. God love Nick Gibbs. Famo, you know I told you this conversation that I had with this brother right before the pandemic started. That brother called me. We sat at the Boulevard Brewery drinking flights of beer. I want more. What do I need to do to obtain more? I gave him the game. I gave him the blueprint, and that brother has took it off, and he's doing a lot of great things.
Yeah,
he has put the
doing a lot of great things.
Do a lot of great things. The number one thing that he didn't do, and he always does, he shouts out me, the Mister, and Tone Cruz, because we were the three men.
Yep.
So we're influential in helping him. He has shout out King Jay. He has shout out a lot of people that have helped him along the way. So he's never forgot you helped him. And we don't trip when he don't post us on him because he already gave us our flowers.
Yeah,
that's the
for sure.
That we're trying to get to y'all, to you other artists out there.
And see, we got to a point too, Femo. Go ahead. I'll go when you get done. Go ahead.
Bang. Came on the Teddy Murphy project, which I'm going to work out something too to get her back on there too, Famo, because I know you missed that interview. They shout out Famo Nation Forever Radio. And as soon as
sure
you put the promo out, what they heard her manager said, let's get a jerk.
Yep. That's true. That's facts right there, man. That's facts.
Fact,
and I got people
everybody
close to me that been knowing me all my life and will not do that. And I have played their music for years. I played their music for a couple of times. And this is what we're talking about. And that's why I said artists have put a lot of a lot of artists talked a lot of shit about promoters. They talked a lot of shit about DJs. But what I haven't seen them do equally is turn around and put the target back on themselves. See, I've seen Teddy do it. I've done it. I've seen others in our position turn the target back on themselves and tell things about ourselves and what we could get better at or what we was getting better at or working on or whatever. But when it comes to artists, do you know artists act like this? Even though they know they're not doing some of the things that they should be doing and they're not catching elevation, but when do they ever come out and you see six local artists or more actually talking about the shit that they don't do that's holding them back? See, that's why even the gang don't believe a lot of them, because you'll talk about a promoter, you'll talk about a DJ, but then what if you won't talk about as a local artist why you don't have a Google page? See, I'm like you, Femo. Everybody was running around worried about paying for a blue check and getting a blue check, but what they dumbasses didn't know, if you already had a business page on Google, you were already verified. Who gives a fuck about a social media? I mean, who cares about a check on social media if you've already been verified on Google? It doesn't make any sense. But see, that's to let you know a lot of people don't know the game. Now, I've taught people about the Google business page. And the great thing about Google, some of the stuff you can create for free. So you can actually reach, and this helps, I'm going to give up a piece of the game. This actually is a reason why FMO Nation Forever Radio and these type of things, even if I drop soaps, this is a reason why we steady gaining more and more listeners and more people around the world. I got to say that, FMO, because people used to make fun of us when we used to say stuff like this, but around the world. You know what I mean? Not just in the United States, but around the world. See, that's what Google does for you. That's what some of these other platforms does for you when you push them correctly. Now, most people get their music on streaming sites, and what do? They post them on social media, and they say, hey, y'all go check out my music on Spotify. Boom, that's it. Okay, but what about the people that's never on social media? How are you reaching them? You're not. How are you reaching the people who are not following you on social media? You're not. You're putting it out there and you hoping that it comes across their page magically and then that they magically like it. Because artists, local artists, do not understand, since they want to do everything by themselves and they know everything, why don't they even know what market to push their music in? You have down south music, and you're pushing it to a West Coast market. You have Midwest music, and you're pushing it to a market that doesn't even feel that type of swag. That's because you don't know. That's because you have done a bunch of talking, a bunch of playing, a bunch of partying, a bunch of getting high, a bunch of getting fucked up, a bunch of hanging out and kicking it when your ass should have been learning. But it's okay. If you're still alive, you have the opportunity to learn. But all that capping these local artists be doing, I ride with local artists, man. We've been putting local artists on for forever, man, and we're going to continue to do that. But it come to a point to where all you cappers, y'all got to show me something. Because we've been proving, people like me and FMO and others, it's others, we've been proving what we about. We've been proving that we can start with something that's nothing and turn it into something that actually helps somebody else. We've already proven that, so we don't have shit to prove to no local artist. No local artist in the world is anything we got to prove to. Why? Because we've done what we said we were going to do. And we're here where we're at, and we're pushing on to the next set of goals that we set in life. And I think that's what a lot of local artists, they get disrespected. And that's why I hear lately on my social media, man, I've been posting certain things. A lot of local artists in my area need to respect a real one. A real one that opens doors. A real one that has been there. A real one that has done it. People say it's bragging, but I went to a bigger city and was recognized in a city that has a population bigger than where I'm at now. So it's almost stupid and ignorant to say that I have to prove anything to a smaller city that doesn't have the accolades behind them as I do, that hasn't proven that they can turn the city's culture around like me and the people that I work with have already proven. We've already proven that we'll come to your city and we can turn your city out. We can change the culture. We can come together. We can bring different promoters, different rappers, different artists, different cliques, different groups. We can bring them together, and guess what? The fucking city's culture changes for the better. If you're a local artist and you can't make that impact, shut the fuck up. That's all I'm going to say. Shut the fuck up. You ain't bad. You ain't hard. You ain't gangster, and really? You ain't number one. You have made no fucking impact. Without your music, nothing has changed. You take Petty Murphy away from the game. You take Most Hated away from the game. You take his work for the game, and you will see a void that is missing. You take everything that people like myself and others and like Petty, like all of us, you take what we have done away, and you fucking see can't nobody else do it. You fucking see there's not one person alive that can fucking do it. So for local artists who feel some way, shut the fuck up and learn how to make an impact for real. That bullshit music that y'all trying to bank on, that shit is not helping nobody. It's not feeding nobody. It's not doing shit for nobody. All it's doing is helping you get a smoke sack or helping you get some clothes to look good. Where's the fucking impact at? You're trying to do this shit so you can make millions. You can't make millions if you can't even create a fucking impact. They say you're not an impact. You're not a legend. They say you're not a legend, Femo. You're not a legend if you step away. And nothing is different. They say only time, only way you become a legend is when your ass lead the motherfucking game and the game feels a void. The game feels a miss. The game is missing. The game took a loss. These artists don't understand. If you ain't making no impact, guess what? It's 100 million more artists out there that is. So you sitting being butthurt because people like me and Petty are trying to teach y'all or trying to tell y'all something, that shows that you will never listen, that you will never learn, and you'll never make it in this game because there's people out there that got way more money than me and Petty and got way more power than us, and they don't even play half as much time as we do.
No, they don't. And I'm going to give a...
Femo know
never,
people in Hollywood. So he
yeah,
can tell y'all.
I know people in Hollywood.
Come on.
I mean, come on now. I know people in Hollywood. I know people in New York. I know people in Atlanta. I know people in Chicago. I know people in Florida. I know people down in Texas. I know a lot of people across this country, and I know a lot of people around the world. The thing is that I put in the damn work. You know, shit. What more do I have to do? Let's prime example. Wichita, Kansas. Y'all been asking me to come back to do another show since I did Most Hated, the Homecoming in 2022. I don't have to come back down to that city. I went down there. I proved that I could do it. I did it in a prime location. I left. I ain't got to do no more. But if you want to get technical, let's be honest here. There was five killers that changed the fucking culture of the entertainment industry of Wichita, Kansas in 2016 to 2018. That's the Mythos, Black and Mild, Tone Cruise, ICT Boy, Petty Murphy. Five.
Exactly.
Five killers, motherfuckers. Five. Actually, I'm going to take that back. Six. I'm going to give the Von, I'm going to put the Von Bray in there. Six.
Yeah.
Six.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Six. And we changed the fucking game to where when these motherfuckers had nowhere to go because all the prime locations where all the parties were at were getting shot up, too many parties, and everything else too, and you had nowhere to go.
And guess
who
couldn't get booked?
You couldn't get booked. Who you call? You had to call one of us just to get the bit off of the venue. And guess what?
Yeah.
You had to pay the venue. We didn't have to pay for the venue because we came in there, brought what we brought to the table, put it out there for the people, and the rest is fucking history. That's how we did our business. Steel Bar.
Come on.
Let's be honest. Steel Bar was known for rock and country. We and you, Famo, we took the State of the Union on a Tuesday, October 18th, 2016, I remember the date like it was yesterday. We went in on a Tuesday, as that motherfucking jerking and popping. What happened 3 days later after it went viral? Teddy got the phone call and he said, when's the next show?
Come
in
on.
A discussion. I don't got to bring out my resume. Everybody knows my resume. The problem is that you motherfuckers that are stuck. Y'all be capping a lot of shit ever since I canceled Petty Fest in Las Vegas during the pandemic. I'm sorry. I would rather for you to be out here still making music right now than having you basically be sick or dying from COVID-19. That's a fucking risk that is a fucking liability. I'm sorry about that. I took accountability for that shit. But do not persecute me for basically saving your life. Because if I didn't do it, would you still be alive?
Demo, and with that, too, for those artists, and these is for local artists, that always be yapping and talking, and when something falls through, for like you said, we had to do switch plans around because of that, which is very fucking understandable. I'll be looking back, and it's like, you know what? At one point in time, we wasn't doing events. So if we wasn't doing events, and then we put action, knowledge, everything it takes into doing an event and did event, why are these local rappers that talk all this shit, why are they not able to produce their own events and their own showcases and put their people on? See, I've seen a guy from Texas say that a lot of podcasters and hosts and photographers talk about local artists because they were failed local artists. And I didn't agree with that because they're in a better position than they was when they was thinking as a local artist. They became a more business-minded individual, and they started understanding the game. They started understanding that moving as a local artist is not going to get you shit. But moving as a businessman or moving as a businesswoman will open doors for you. See, I didn't agree with that, and that seemed like to me was some sucker shit because local artists actually believe that being a local artist for the rest of their life is honorable. And that's not honorable. That's like a kid. That's like you being lazy every day, but you want to be the best. You want to be the best, but you spend no time training, preparing, planning, getting everything together, doing what it needs to do, what you need to do to be the best. But then when you get beat, you complain that, oh, man, he ain't better or she ain't better than me. No, you spent your time bullshitting while that person spent their time getting themselves together. It's just like that with the local music scene. A lot of these artists spend most of their time in the booth, but they don't spend that other part of their time fucking learning the business. So then when they get to yapping, all they can yap about is money. And I'm going to say this, man. I get tired of hearing these folks brag about fucking money. Man, I've been making money, and I've made more money than a lot of these fucking rappers who are around here who have been rapping longer than me, got businesses, and drive a whole bunch of cars around here. A lot of them can't put $20,000 on somebody's head, but I can. But they can't. But we're going to leave that to another discussion. But it's always about fucking money. But then you look at them and you say, well, damn, where did all that money get you? You ain't in no better position than a person who don't got what you got. In fact, people that has less than what you got then came in past you. So you are so illiterate and so uneducated in what you do, you were able to get the finances, but you didn't even know that because you had the finances, you could have skyrocketed your career just off of having the money to spend without having to do all the dumb shit you've been doing. That's why I said I don't take a lot of local artists seriously, especially a lot of gangster artists, because they are uneducated. They don't learn. They don't want to read. They don't want to pay attention. They use their dope money and they hustle money to buy clothes and buy all the bullshit, but they don't even spend. They don't even know how much money it takes to actually break an artist in the big industry. And it's not no $10,000. It's a lot of fucking money. So all that dope money and all that drug money and all that hustle money, don't none of it go to professional marketing. Don't none of it go to platforms for promotion. These local artists don't even have promotion running on every single platform that they can in their own area. Why the fuck are we saluting y'all? Why the fuck are we gonna keep holding you on a pedestal when we know other artists, when we work with other artists, when we're connected with other artists that are blowing you out the fucking water simply because they not lazy? See, a lot of artists, especially in my city, a lot of artists get to hump on girls and they get to go to the clubs at Max's and the other little spots, and they got the little women that don't really got no self-worth and they'll fall over them because they like, oh, he a rapper, but they don't understand. He been a rapper for how long and he's not even gone nowhere yet. So they give their bodies to him and they show him this type of love because they think that these people are actually rappers and actually entertainers and actually artists, when in fact they are actually scammers. It's just another way to scam you. Just like when somebody calls your phone and try to scam you, that's what some of these local artists is. They use that term artist. I'm a rapper. I'm a local artist to scam you out of your support so they can get some money. It's just a hustle to them. This is not what the fuck they really putting they all into. They put they all into figuring out ways to scam the people. And how you say, why? You say, Mr., why you calling them a scammer? Because I'm calling certain local artists scammers because in all this time, they don't take none of that help, none of that money to make themselves better. That's just like a person that's scamming you on the streets. So that's why I backed off a local artist since I've been back, because I watched them go to the dispensaries and spend all their money in the dispensaries, get credit on weed, get credit on pills, get fucked up, go to these clubs and perform in front of the same people, and I seen them pass up the number one platform that brings people in the music industry directly to them that can help them get to the next motherfucking level. To me, that's scammer behavior. And if anybody in my city is listening or re-listening to this show and you supporting them type of people, your ass is the reason why Muskogee is lame. Because you have been feeding the scammers. You ain't been feeding the leaders, the people that actually do this shit. See, I was gone. That's one thing they can say, oh, you was doing that in Kansas. And I'm glad. I thank God that I was able. I thank God that the judge and the district attorney kicked me out of Muskogee. And I got to say that since everybody gangster around here, but I don't see a whole lot of people that actually legally got kicked out of here and legally wasn't supposed to be out of here at the same time. But I did. So anyway, yeah, I had to leave. I left. And what they don't realize is everything I did in Wichita, I could have never done here in Muskogee. So they don't even understand how bad that looks for Muskogee. I had to leave and go to Wichita, Kansas in order to do something that I love to do, learn how to do it well, and become good at it and go to the top. And at the same time that I was doing that, the people that was doing that here still ain't did it, still ain't been able to get there. So what does that show you? That show you that the entertainment game in certain places have become used to giving their support to scammer behavior for a night of laughter, for a night of fun. So these artists don't even understand. These people are not even pushing in to be the best. These people are not even pushing in to get their shit together. They homies, they OGs, they partners. None of them are pushing them to be better. They pushing them to do the same shit I seen when we were sneaking out at young kids to go to the damn Baja and watch the older guys older than us perform. I'm seeing the exact same shit. And that's why my city get mad at me, because they know I'm right. Because they know I went and learned something that they didn't learn. They actually wish they was in my shoes and they was the ones in Wichita. Because, Femo, you seen it. How many people, didn't we bring people from Muskogee to Wichita damn near every show?
Yep.
And since I've been back, none of those people have even made, none of those people could even create one situation equally. You can even create one situation equally, but that's who they look to give them ideas on how to change the city. You listen to people who in the 90s, in 1997, 98, 99, didn't even really have the city on lock like that. To have the lock, have the city popping in 2023 going into 2024. How are you going to do that? Muskogee is so far behind when it comes to entertainment. It's fucking sad. Sometimes, man, I'm sitting outside and I just shake my head because it's like, damn, this whole city, you mean to tell me not one person in this entire city in the entertainment and music lane knows any of this shit to change the shit around here? But let me get the green light on this venue. Let me get the green light on this venue, and Femo, we're going to show them. We're going to show you how you get the city popping. We're going to show them how you bring heavy hitters to your city. We're going to show them how you get your city a buzz, and then your city start buzzing, and then people in your city start getting awareness, and then everything around, everybody that's connected starts getting love, start getting opportunity, and shit changes, and shit becomes fun. We're going to show them that on the weekends, we can stop everybody from going to Tulsa and Oklahoma City every single weekend to party. Because right now, everybody talks shit, but the main people, when they go out to go have fun, they go to Tulsa or to Oklahoma City to go to concerts. A lot of the younger people, a lot of people my age, they don't stay here to kick it. They leave here. So for everybody that's in the game, man, shut up, because y'all can't change it. You can't do it. And it's okay to say, hey, we tried. Teach us. Show us a better way. Show us what you know so that we can change the city. Everybody that's in the entertainment game right now, I don't believe none of them really want to change the city. I believe all of them want to do exactly what they seen the people before us in our city do, and that's fail. That's get love from Muskogee of a population that's less than 40,000. When you have people that's trying to show you how to reach millions. I told a girl, because, you know, I be at the dispensary, so a lot of folks think that I'm just a bud tender. And I be laughing because they treat me like I'm just, like I'm a broke bud tender. Fellow. Like, they be actually thinking like I'm a sidekick or like I'm a flunky. Not knowing the whole time, I'm the most plugged up person in what I do in this whole fucking city. I work with over 80 different fucking companies. I pick and choose where the fuck I want to be when I want to be. I don't have to work at any of these motherfucking jobs, but I pick and choose. I took the Walmart job because I never worked in the industry like Walmart ever in my life, and I wanted to see what it was like. Tell me another boss out here that can do that shit. So that's what I'll be, that's what I'll be okay. Understanding. I'll be hearing a lot of cats. Go ahead, Simone.
Now, outside of me, I work for a Fortune 50 company. I work for Charter Communications. It's Time Warner Cable and Spectrum and
come
everything
on.
Else, too.
And still grind.
And here's the thing about what I tell people. What I tell
and
people.
And still grind. Still hit the highway.
And
still go for form.
And the thing is with these local artists, and I'm going to say this shit, too. Y'all monkey see, monkey do. Y'all don't want to see change. But you complain about it. You complain about it, but you won't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem. Y'all complain about change. You want change, but you won't do nothing about it. But you look down on people that are trying to say, okay, let's get to work on it. Oh, man, I got something else to do. I got this and that and all. It's like, no.
Uh-oh.
No excuses.
Uh-oh. You're being too real now.
No excuses. When it's time to do epic shit, it's time to do epic shit. And what I'm about to do, Sam, I'm going to go back to what I said 3 days ago. And I want everyone to understand what I'm saying. You actually go to my Facebook page. And this is God honest truth. I am doing two more shows this year, and I'm not taking anything else on after October 21st. Because I have elevated to another level in my purpose by dealing with what I have been dealing with. I have seen the character of those in the entertainment lane. And those who have come across in my presence. I have seen the character of humility, strength, understanding, grit, determination, and most importantly, respect. And I have seen the character of selfishness, self-righteousness, users, bullshitters, and most importantly, disrespect. And I can no longer mix those characters and put them in the same room or have them sitting at the table of relevancy to do epic shit at the same time. And I do understand that everybody wants an opportunity to showcase their talent. I know this because I'm the same way. But when an opportunity comes your way, the ideology of getting paid should not be the first thought in your answer to the question of if you want to partake or not. The answer to the question should be this. Could it open up doors that was once shut in my face that can lead me to the money instead of asking for it up front? And I get it. People got bills. Rent, mortgage, child support, kids, etc. But why ask for money up front when you can make money together? The moral of the story of this, everybody, is that opportunities don't come every day. So do you want to build or do you want to bullshit? Because I personally can't make something great people to come out over and over again if I got to build it with shit because the production will be what it smells like. Shit.
I feel you.
That's the problem.
I feel you.
That's the problem. That's the problem with local teams across the country. Gaia follow
the
pop.
I'm gonna tell you something I've been watching. I've been watching people, man, that we've actually showed love to, tried to build a business like relationship with them. Well, they doing shows and stuff now. And I sit back and I've noticed none of them that we done brought on to the show or that we honored or that we tried to build that business relationship with, I watch these events that go on in my city, and they will never reach out to us and return that. Never reach out for us to be involved or to help them with booking or assist them with booking, book some different artists. It's all about local. And these local artists need to understand that. If that's their actions, why do you think performing here is going to get you bigger than somewhere else? Even the promoters are not really bringing in outside people. Everything is just about a population that's less than 40,000. So for every local artist in my city, stop performing the most here in Muskogee under the promoters that are active right now. That is not a good look for y'all. And that's not helping y'all. What y'all need to do is be on events in your city with other people from different places that are actually popping, that are actually grinding and gritting and do things. Your club should have people from different places brushing shoulders with the locals here, with the regular people, with the artists, with the DJs. That's the fucking culture. The culture ain't to have the same 20 fucking 30 fucking people every goddamn show. That's some country bullshit. And that shit ain't help no artist from Muskogee get on higher. None. I hear a lot of older people get to talking about what the older people did. Hey, they did what they did, but this is a different time. And if you own a show in Muskogee and you're a promoter in the show, man, y'all got to start bringing some motherfucking other local heavy hitters through here. You got to go get some other people from outside of here and bring them through here and let them mix it. Man, y'all don't know the game. Because promoters is not what y'all even know. You're not even really promoters. But you can learn how to be a promoter from a real promoter. Y'all run to Tulsa to get, and I see this shit. I see people that we've honored, that we show respect to, and the same things that we've said in our city, but they'll watch a guy from Tulsa say the same thing, and they'll believe all that shit. That's what these fucking local artists around here need to fucking wake up. Even these people that's trying to say they trying to build Muskogee, they don't even listen to Muskogee people. They follow people from Tulsa. They listen to what the people in Tulsa are doing. They copy and mimic what people in Tulsa are doing. They get their information and inspiration from people in Tulsa. That's why I said the music entertainment game in my city is fake, is fraud, and it needs to be shaken up. It needs to be rebuilt. It needs some realness added to it. Because this bullshit and this mimicking and this copying and this all these people claiming to be what they is and they don't really know what they fucking doing and they don't even reach out and work with the motherfuckers who have proven to win fucking championships, but they work with fucking people who have proven to bring losses. I see a group of people who have never succeeded past that level grouped together to make people in my city feel like that's what the fuck they need to be following. And that's the reason why it ain't no real opportunity going on around this janky motherfucker, because that's what we putting up. We putting up people who ain't never even been a fucking promoter, who ain't got no record of being successful as a fucking promoter. We letting them be the ones to do events, and we not even holding them fucking accountable. They ain't built for the job. A lot of people are doing this to boost themselves. A lot of people got into hosting these events to boost their own sales. They don't even know what being a true promoter is. And I said it, I'm going to say this, man, we'll get a ride out. Last year, I watched them give out Promoter of the Year in my city. And they gave it to a woman that I've been knowing for probably over 20 years. We ain't as cool as we was now no more because of Black Soul and a few other men around. I spoke out about some of the shit that they were saying and doing, and she sided with them. Again, Black Soul, we are the reason. Femo Nation forever and Lyrics to Flow the Show is a reason why Black Soul even know anything about Muskogee. Okay, we'll just put that out there now. We're the reason why that connection from Wichita to Muskogee even fucking exists. It was because of OGs like us. But go on. Well, same thing with her is what goes on in my city. They'll love you when you away and you shining, because everybody that got something to say was all on my nuts when I was in Wichita, right? Swinging on my nuts hard when I was in Wichita. But when I come back, now that I'm around them, they can't stand the knowledge that I possess. And since they personally can't get over it, not me, they can't get over the shit, I'm going to keep my foot on their neck. That makes them make the city lose out. All these events that they got going on could be amplified way higher. But they don't even mix. They don't even do it. But they'll go to get somebody from Tulsa to do it. Because when Tulsa got their own identity. Muskogee, we don't have our own identity yet. That's because the people that we have that's doing these things, they don't even know really how to bring Muskogee's identity. Showcases are not showcases that's going to last for a longevity and bring what you need to bring so people can say, you know what? Hell yeah, I want to get booked in Muskogee. Right now, I've talked to over 10 different artists who say they don't want to get booked here, and they from here. Well, let me be real. I say about six. Four of them can never respond yet, but about six of them. So they don't even want to get booked here now. So a lot of people are capping. A lot of people are lying. A lot of people are being false. A lot of people are not telling the truth. A lot of people are wanting everything to stay behind closed doors and under the rug so don't nobody see the truth. And it's okay to say, man, hey, we can't change the city entertainment scene around. Would you mind? Would you mind showing us what you know? And then we can add in what we know. But you can't tell a person who's a leader, person who knows how to bring change, to stand behind and take orders and follow directions from someone who don't. That's not going to work. So I've been sitting back, and I've just been watching, and I'm like, damn, exactly what I said. What's going to happen? Because we've seen it for years. If you don't really know how to get a city culture popping, you can't do it. You got to go to somebody that knows how to do those things. And I'm not knocking nobody saying they worthless. No, everybody who's been doing events, shouts out to them, but they could have all been better. None of them kept the city on fire. None of them kept the city on fire. So let's just say that. Right? It wasn't a lot of outside dollars coming in. It was just a lot of us passing our money to each other. Right? When somebody that is popping harder than you shows you respect, shows you some love, and you don't show that back, it's fucking on my end. And like I said, we didn't have to show love to nobody. We didn't even have to honor nobody. We didn't have to do any of those things. But it's sad as fuck that it took us to do that type of shit. And the people that we even honor, not all of them, don't even fuck with us. Don't even involve us. They go in and work with the people who didn't honor them. Who didn't honor them. I'm going to say that again. They go work with the people who didn't even feel they were special enough to create something new enough to honor them. That's why I said in Muskogee, man, if you like that, I'm good. I don't even want to work with you because I don't have to. I'd rather keep working with my people, and I'd rather keep meeting new connections that's actually about that work. Whatever goes on in the study, hey, it is what it is. If I get the green light, we coming to light the whole motherfucking city up. And I promise you, all this shit that's been going on, people going to be like, why y'all didn't let them motherfuckers in the door first? And I promise that. Because I'm opening up the door of opportunity everywhere for everybody that we fuck with to come down here and fuck with us. And we're going to get it in. If I don't get the green light, we'll build our own green light. So it's no problem. But that's why I made the video, Femo. Lyrics and Flow, the show, Petty Murphy has been involved with several of them. Petty Murphy knows, he's seen it, he know all of that. That's what Muskogee needs, man. Muskogee has nothing even close to what Lyrics and Flow, the show, does. Not even close, not even a little bit. Like, it's no event that goes on that's even close to what Lyrics and Flow, the show, does. And that's why the music and entertainment scene is like it is. And I'm not knocking it, but yes, I am saying that Lyrics and Flow, the show, is the showcase that will bring that change that everybody asked me when I first started talking. And everybody was like, well, what do you think will change? First of all, scrap all the events that's going out. Put Lyrics and Flow, the show, in place. Get behind us. Support us like you really should. And watch the whole motherfucking city change. That's what I believe. I believe everybody that's doing hip-hop events in Muskogee need to shut down. We need to implement Lyrics and Flow, the show. And everybody that's promoters need to get with us, need to get on our team, need to get on our, not on our team, but need to get on our side, need to work with us and allow us to help them turn the fucking city around. And that's what I believe 100% in my heart. I don't see nobody else that can do the job.
No. And this is how I feel. I'm going to St. Joe. We got two shows at the St. Joe. I went to fucking St. Joe late last month. And already opportunities have came my way to come up there to do what I do. And I'm working with other promoters. They show me their assignment. They understand my assignment. It comes together that
Neither.
Way. People, it comes to,
come
together.
On.
Not everybody, you can't call yourself the man if you can't work with other people. That's the problem. And the thing is that everybody wants to chase what other people have already done. You can't chase that. You have to chase your own destiny. But all along, your own destiny with like-minded people who know how to get you there. You don't know it all. Because if you knew it all, you wouldn't be in the position where you're at now. You would be in the position that we're at now. And that's called elevation. And with elevation, it's education. Educate yourself. Learn from the education of others, too, and apply it. Apply pressure. We're too much pressure for y'all. That's why y'all hate us. Y'all hate
us because
we tell the truth. Way too much. Way too much. Wednesday night is Project Jerk. We got Brian Briscoe of Ultimate Lab. He's going to show you that product.
Come on.
And it's a sponsor of the Petty Murphy Project and Project Jerk. And you know how I got that? You know how I got that, the interview, and how I got the sponsorship? I met the man. I talked to the man. The man gave me the product. I used the product. We talked the next day. We locked in the interview. Done deal. You know what he's doing as well? He's promoted it. He's
Come
promoted
on.
It. And you know what else?
Come on.
And also, too, I'm working with his sister with these shows up in St. Joe. She's getting me connected to venues. I ain't got to talk to the venue. She's talking to the venue for me. The word speaks for itself, everybody.
And that's one thing. I'm glad you said that, Femo, because I went back at a lot of people. And see, this is me. I do my due diligence, man. I do my research. I noticed that a lot of artists, with our platforms, the shows can be replayed at any time, right? So even if, say, you come on today, do the show, next week you can still share the link and you can still add that to your promotion. What I watched very closely these past few months, and I didn't, you know, put it out there that I was doing this, but I wanted to see out of the artists that was close enough, if they were continuing to push their interview sessions after the interview, right? And I'm going to tell you, out of the ones that were close, they didn't. So I understand why they numbers on they show interviews is not as high as some others, because they didn't push. They don't push after they do it one time. And you know why they do that? Because that's how they do their music. They go to the studio, they drop their music in the studio, and then they upload it to their stuff so it could be on the streaming sites, and that's it. That's what they train themselves to do. So they'll come on platforms, do an interview, get their music played. A week later, you're not seeing them running promotion talking about their music is being played on this station. A week later, you're not seeing them saying, hey, man, check out my interview that I did in such and such platform. Why? Because they haven't trained themselves and they don't want to. And if you are my age at least, a little bit younger, hey, I don't know what to tell you, but just telling me you this and that, that's not going to do it for me, man, because I'm a firm believer in some people get to an age to where you can't teach them shit. And I believe a lot of these artists that ain't got older, you can't teach them shit because they have made great music. They have got local fame for it and local, you know, whatever that comes with that. And they feel like they know everything when really they losing. They behind. They not elevating. They not gaining like they should be gaining. But everybody know everything. And everybody runs to other people who claim to know everything. And none of them people get elevation. And in the same time frame, people that do have elevated. So if you a hater,
it's not that hard.
And you doubt it, or you doubted Penny, or you doubted anybody else, and you've seen the shit that you said behind our backs and these people's backs, and then you've seen these people fight through it, and not only fight through it, but come out of top and are more talked about, have more awareness than you and they lane or whatever the case may be, then that should show everybody that it was the person that they was doing that to was never the issue or the problem. It was the people that stuck in the same place as when that happened. Petty has went on from any of this shit that you know, and Petty has spoke about some things from himself. So any of those things that Petty had talked about, he went on, and that didn't, his career didn't stop right there. He's kept elevating. Anything with me or same thing with me, it didn't just stop right there. It kept on elevating. I went a full week showing people a different company every day, sometimes two and three different companies every day for a full week, almost 2 weeks, new companies of affiliates coming on. Work and grind. Work and grind. There's always going to beat out bullshit. I just told an artist face-to-face, just the other day, face-to-face, I told him, man, I've been watching you, and I've been watching you run and get advice from other artists who I didn't had to teach certain things because they didn't know. I said, I work with artists that are serious about this. I don't work with artists who are going to bullshit and waste my time. If I watch you and I see you as a groupie to another local artist who ain't even doing what he or she supposed to be doing as a artist, I will not take you serious. If I see you bullshit off opportunities like coming on my platform, coming on Femo Nation Forever platform, going on Project Dirt, or asking to get on Teddy Murphy Project, I will not take you seriously. Because in Muskogee, Oklahoma, we don't even have multiple platforms for you to get on like that. Like, Fairmont Nation Forever Radio is the only radio broadcasting platform, urban, that we really have in the city. I've said this several times. The only other platform is 105.3. That's the FM station that broadcasts from Tulsa, Oklahoma, that doesn't have a station here or anything like that. So all the artists here runs there to get their music on there. And guess what? It really don't do, it don't change their whole careers. It might get them a couple of shows or something like that, but that's kind of about it. So that's why I don't believe them when they say the unity or we trying to put the city on. No, you ain't. And it's just like people who end up starting to get famous. Soon as they start getting famous, what do? They start going around all the other people that's famous, and they start getting on their platforms, and they start using their services, and they start rocking their brands and supporting their brands. But I thought you said you wanted all the people to come up when you wasn't at that position. You was talking about all the local people and all of this, but then as soon as you start getting some elevation, you start fucking with all the people that's already up there. That's why I don't believe motherfuckers who are 100% about the industry. I don't give a damn who you is, man, because I know the industry is full of shit. I know the industry is out to get all of us. The industry don't really want any of us to win. It wants to win off of us. I already know this shit. I just love what I do, and I love my passions. But these artists don't, and these artists don't understand. But, hey, it is what it is. Guess what? Now you got to drive. Now you got to sit back, and you got to watch everybody else do what they do while you drown. And that's your fault, not ours. So I ain't throwing you no more motherfucking life vests for free unless you got some dollars. You got some money, come holler at me, man. We can work. You ain't got no money, get the fuck away from me, man. Keep the fuck on moving, man. If you ain't trying to grind, you ain't trying to work, you ain't trying to jerk, you ain't trying to listen, you ain't trying to do none of that shit, keep that lame-ass shit over there on your end and keep being in the back. I run with kings and queens, and I run with real gritters. I don't run with all that fake shit. So if you a local artist, come to me. Come to me with some respect and be ready to fucking work. If not, keep that around that sucker-ass shit that y'all been doing, and keep that around the same people that really don't want to see you going nowhere and really competing with y'all because y'all are better than them. Keep that fuck shit away from me. We smash over here. We mash, we rock, we roll. Salute out to everybody, man, that really pushing the game. Everybody that's really on their shit, holler at me. TalkOnTheRadio@gmail.com. Petty Fizz to give his information so y'all can contact about the Petty Murphy Project and Project Jerk as well. But holler at us when you really ready to work. And if at that time we want to rock with you, we might. Price might be up because I'm double charging all fuck me. I'm double charging all cappers. I'm double charging all lazy ass artists. I'm double charging all. So you're gonna see less of them on Fatmo Nation Forever Radio. You're going to hear less of their music on Fatmo Nation Forever Radio because I know how much grind I can put into this game to get what I have got. I'm not taking nothing less from no motherfucking artist, dog. I'm an artist myself, too. And I know how much I'm a grind, and I know how much what I've done. This platform does what it does. Ain't no more capper shit. If you're not willing to promote, since I put the agreement out there, I knew that agreement would block half the rappers in my city from ever being heard on my show. Why? Because they don't understand an agreement. They're not willing to sign an agreement because they're not willing to hold up their part. And if you're not willing to hold up your end of it, it's cool. We got connections. We know people. We rock with people. We love people. People love us. We are not hurting. We are not hurting. Actually, we're getting better and better. We play a lot of music that's on movies and TV shows and commercials. So we're not losing shit. So all that feeling shit for that local shit, man, fuck that. Man up, woman up, learn, get your knowledge up, and really push. Doing that same shit, if you're a part of the crowd and you following the crowd, I ain't fucking with you. Point blank, period. Simple. You can come learn some of this jerking, but if you following this shit that I've been seeing, keep that shit over there. Sucker rappers that's supposed to be gangster rappers, let me see that in your work. Let me see y'all treat the game like y'all try to treat people out here on the streets. Let me see where's that gangsterism at that y'all use on your own people. Why y'all ain't using that gangsterism in your game or in your hustle with your music? Get out of here with the lame shit. I don't give a damn how popping you is with your friends. If you ain't got no motion and you ain't trying to get no motion, you better have some fat pockets. I need it. We need it. We need it this way. We can sacrifice and pay our money to give it to you for free, and you ain't even trying to push, and you ain't even trying to be better. You supposed to be at the bottom. You supposed to be getting stumped on, because you the ugly sword that's in the culture. You make the shit. You the ones we talking about. The lazy artists. The artists that have bought weed and buy pounds of weed but won't even spend $25 to keep your music in rotation. Won't even spend $50 to get promotion. Fuck all of them tape artists, man. 30
seconds to make the audio drop.
Yeah, can't even do an audio drop. So they can get mad all they want to. Anything I post on social media about a local artist, because, famo, it is local artists that me and you both know that's been talking behind my back. But it's all good. Ain't nobody caring. But the thing about it is this. If you feel any kind of way, that must mean anything that has been said was meant for you to hear. So learn from it and allow it to make you better. Femo, you want to give me your information before we get out of here?
Yeah, definitely. Of course, any small businesses that are listening, any artists that are listening, hey, all you got to do that want to get on the Petty Records contract and get on Project Jerk, you know what the deal is. Submit your audio drop MP3 or WAV file to the PettyMurphyProject@gmail.com. Also with your interview request. Yo, it is a mandatory. It is required $25 to get heard. Whether it's on Project Jerk and your music in rotation, and you must promote. You must promote. Because I'm going to tell you this straight up now. If you can't do the job, I'm only going to play your shit once. One time. And that's it. I'm gonna keep it moving, keep it jerking, because we got too many artists out here that have already submitted their audio drops, that have got their music sent out to me, that have got interview requests already sent out to me because they understand the assignment. Big shout out to Caden Gordon. Caden Gordon, pretty much why you got the Vibes from the Country show on the Petty Murphy Project. Caden Gordon is up for nominations for a few awards, including some of his artists.
Man, big salute.
He paid the Petty Murphy Project to get his artists on there. Also, too, he made his artists submit audio drops, and they submitted the audio drop. I would rather work with people like that than lazy-ass individuals like you. And some of y'all I do know personally very well. The buddy-buddy system is over with. This is business. This is business now. When you approach me about getting your song played, I'm going to tell you what's required. You can send me a song, but if I don't get that damn audio drop, your shit will sit in the motherfucking vault until I can't find it anymore. Or unless I decide to go back into the email and re-download it and put it to the soundboard. So submit your audio drop alongside your MP3 WAV file to the Petty Murphy Project and the Petty Murphy Project at gmail.com. Follow the Petty Murphy Project on Facebook at the Petty Murphy Project, TikTok at the Petty Murphy Project, Instagram at the Petty Murphy Project, and on my YouTube channel at the Petty Murphy Project. Wednesday night, Project Jerk is back. You got Brian Briscoe from Ultimate Ladder coming on. Project Jerk, presented by the Petty Murphy Project and Famo Nation Forever Radio, 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. This product right here will have your ass cleaner in a former president's criminal record, everybody. So y'all make sure y'all tap in on Facebook, watching on YouTube, everybody.
Straight straight like that, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we will rebook Great Pickett, man. Great Pickett is an artist from Ghana that has a huge following over there in Ghana, man. And right now in Ghana, there's a lot of things that's going on over there. So this is an interview that we are really, really looking forward to. So we will be rebooking that interview, and we will be making that interview happen, man, because we feel like that's something inspiring that's going to be for them and for us, man. So make sure y'all stay tuned. Until next time, keep all that shit jerking, man. And if you're a local artist, we ain't against you. We're against them local artists that are bad for the culture, because too many of our brothers and our sisters and our people are out here in this game giving half of their lives to this game and never even being able to have this game benefit them. Too many of our cousins, too many of our homies have been artists and rappers and singers and well into their 40s and never even got their foot through the door. Why? Because a lot of us listen to a lot of information from people that didn't know themselves. Well, guess what? We here now. All of that shit is out the water. All of them that played us, all of them that didn't know, all the ones that still don't know, all the ones that's out here leading artists down the wrong motherfucking path, if you stay with that and you stay under that, be willing to be in your late 40s and go into your 50s and never even tasting some of the stuff that a lot of people like us have already tasted. And don't get mad when you can't taste it and you watch us eat. Till next time, we out.